quickly are the hallmarks of high-performing organizations. When we surveyed executives at 350 global companies about their organizational effectiveness, only 15% said they have an organization that helps the business outperform competitors. What sets those top performers apart is the quality, speed, and execution of their decision-making. The most effective organizations score well on the major strategic decisions: which markets to enter or exit, which businesses to buy or sell, where to allocate capital and talent. But they truly shine when it comes to the critical operating decisions requiring consistency and speed: how to drive product innovation, the best way to position brands, how to manage channel partners. Even in companies respected for their decisiveness, however, there can be ambiguity over who is accountable for which decisions. As a result, the entire decision-making process can stall, usually at one of four bottlenecks: global versus local, center versus business unit, function versus function, and inside versus outside partners. The first of these bottlenecks, global versus local decision-making, can occur in nearly every major business process and function. Decisions about brand building and product development frequently get snared here when companies wrestle over how much authority local businesses should have to tailor products for their markets. Marketing is another classic global versus local issue. Should local markets have the power to determine pricing and advertising? The second bottleneck, center versus business unit decision-making, tends to afflict parent companies and their subsidiaries. Business units are on the front line, close to the customer. The center sees the big picture, sets broad goals, and keeps the organization focused on winning. Where should the decision-making power lie? Should a major capital investment, for example, depend on the approval of the business unit that will own it, or should headquarters make the final call? Function versus function decision-making is perhaps the most common bottleneck. Every manufacturer, for instance, faces a balancing act between product development and marketing during the design of a new product. Who should decide what? Cross-functional decisions too often result in ineffective compromise solutions, which frequently need to be revisited because the right people were not involved at the outset. The fourth decision-making bottleneck, inside versus outside partners, has become familiar with the rise of outsourcing, joint ventures, strategic alliances, and franchising. In such arrangements, companies need to be absolutely clear about which decisions can be owned by the external partner, usually those with the execution of strategy, and which must continue to be made internally, decisions about the strategy itself. In the case of outsourcing, for example, brand name apparel and footwear marketers once assumed that overseas suppliers could be responsible for decisions about plant employees' wages and working conditions. Big mistake. Clearing the bottlenecks. The most important step in unclogging decision-making bottlenecks is assigning clear roles and responsibilities. Good decision-makers recognize which decisions really matter to performance. They think through who should recommend a particular path, who needs to agree, who should have input, who has ultimate responsibility for making the decision, and who is accountable for follow-through. They make the process routine. The result, better coordination and quicker response times. Companies have devised a number of methods to clarify decision roles and assign responsibilities. We have used an approach called RAPID, which has evolved over the years to help hundreds of companies develop clear decision-making guidelines. It is for sure not a panacea. An indecisive decision-maker, for example, can ruin any good system, but it's an important start. The letters in RAPID stands for the primary roles in any decision-making process, although these roles are not performed exactly in this order: recommend, agree, perform, input, and decide, the D. The people who recommend a course of action are responsible for making a proposal or offering alternatives. They need data and analysis to support their recommendations, as well as common sense about what's reasonable, practical, and effective. The people who agree to a recommendation are those who want to sign off on it before it can move forward. If they veto a proposal, they must either work with the recommendor to come up with an alternative or elevate the issue to the person with the D. For decision-making to function smoothly, only a few people should have such veto power. They may be executives responsible for legal or regulatory compliance.